Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go!
Dave, it's time to say it again.
Fuck!
He's in even worse form than yesterday.
I'm not, I'm fine. I'm just tired and I'm still sick and it won't go away and it's annoying me.
You don't have any other symptoms of sickness apart from like
I'm not like sick. I don't have a cold or anything. I just have a sore throat and I'm just tired all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't seem to like, even no matter what time I sleep at, it's just like, sorry, this sounds really negative. I'm not being that negative.
You're
I'm very happy.
Rant.
But no matter what time I go to sleep at, it's just like,
that's not enough, huh?
You haven't had enough.
I know.
And every morning I wake up and I'm like,
in fairness, you've been here for the majority of this year. You haven't taken any of your holidays. Don't do that again.
It's so weird. Like, I actually was saying this last night. I was like, I really fucked it this year in terms of holiday days. Like, I just didn't take anything.
I
just worked.
What did you do like January, February, March, April, May?
Worked.
Did you
I worked all the way up until like I think May.
Did you not take any time off?
Nothing. Like a tick.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you went on a cruise. And that
then
was
I
it.
Went on a cruise in August, yeah. And
what did you take in May?
I don't know. I think I went on some sort of I went to Amsterdam with the lads, I think.
Oh yeah, but that was like 2 days or something.
Yeah.
You didn't even take a full week off.
And that was actually April and I only took 2 days.
That's not a holiday.
I know.
Going to Amsterdam is exhausting.
It was so much.
Yeah, okay, fair
enough. A lot of work.
Well, Dave is off from next Wednesday till the following Monday week and
it's going to be great.
You need it, pal.
I do.
You need to just sleep and chill. We'll leave you on that note. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 7.
Bye.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning and happy Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
God, the fireworks were already going 90 last night around me.
Yeah, it happened for me at about 11:30. I was like, go to bed.
Yeah, I know. I think they were just testing it out for today. But the funniest little image lives in my head rent-free today.
Go on.
I was driving home from town probably 2 o'clock yesterday. And I'm driving up this really, really straight road around like the kind of Dropping Well area out Milltown direction.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I was turning up, there was these two little lads, Dave, and they honestly, they couldn't have been more than, I was kind of sitting in bumper to bumper traffic, so I had a good look at them. They couldn't have been more than 10.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe 12 at a push. There was these two lads, obviously on their midterm break, right? Dressing their hoodies. And I was just, I couldn't stop thinking about like, firstly, how they got the freedom to go out wandering and stuff. There they were, rocking down the road through all this traffic and everyone just looking at them laughing with a massive big trolley and serious business now, right? The two of them like, come on, bro. You know, I was imagining like, this dodgy now, bro. We're going to get in trouble, bro.
Oh,
and
no.
And two pallets in the trolley.
I was waiting for the pallets.
I was like, where are they off to? Where's that little bonfire happening? But you could see like, they weren't loving the experience.
No.
They didn't feel cool about it. They obviously realised they were getting stared out.
It's very sketchy now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going through Milltown, there's a lot of cars there.
A lot of cars.
Yeah.
You're blatantly in the middle of the public and stuff. But they were proper, like, it was almost like they dressed for the occasion. They were like in their black trousers, black hoodies and all.
Yeah.
And I was like, would you stop, Barry? What do you have? I don't know, they were so cute, but also so sketchy. Do you know that kind of way?
If you told them lads that they were cute, can you imagine that?
Oh, I'd never. Oh, you're so hardcore, lad. Oh, my God. I'm scared.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Hit music now.
Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I was reading about her this morning, actually. She grew up in a trailer park, started releasing music when she was like 11, or sorry, recording music and playing around with music and stuff. Mm. Was rejected from America's Got Talent.
Stop.
And look at her now. Absolutely flying it.
That's like when Harry Potter was like being told that it wasn't a good book. Wasn't going to be published.
JK?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just wasn't a good book.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's talk Harry Styles for a second. Harry Styles has been named the richest Brit star under 30.
Oh, under 30, I was about to say.
So this list compiles British people under 30 and he has a net worth of a huge £200 million.
Sorry, Harry Styles is not under 30.
I think he is, Dave.
That's weird. Oh, he's 30 years old, exactly.
Okay,
that's so bizarre.
It is. I would have thought
he was like 33 or something.
I always feel like he's like a bit more mature than me.
Yeah.
A year or two older than me, but he's not. He has seen his value rocket. He was worth about 37 mil when 1D finished up.
But obviously
three albums and the films and all that since. I'd like to play a little game of higher or lower with you.
Okay, please. Okay.
So if Harry Styles is the richest, well, the list also features Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa, I will tell you, is worth 104 million. So, does Tom Holland have more or less money than Dua Lipa?
Tom Holland has a lot more money than Dua Lipa.
Incorrect.
What?
Tom Holland has 30.9 million in the bank.
There's not a chance. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's done four movies. Robert Downey Jr. is getting paid 80 million a movie.
104 million for Dua Lipa, 34 Tom.
That's insane.
Isn't it? Okay, with that in mind, 30.9 million has Tom. Does Florence Pugh have more or less money than Tom Holland?
The Tom Holland thing has completely messed me up. I would say...
Double-checking my stats.
I would say Florence Pugh has less money than Tom Holland.
You'd be correct on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank God, back to normality.
All right, Florence Pugh has 5.9 million in the bank. It's been a while since the Shake It Offs and all that. And
I love these, like, has it in the bank. Like, you ever see, like, the TikToks, like, where it's like, Gara Noon is like, apparently I have 10 million in the bank. And he's like, here's my actual bank.
I know.
It's like 450 or something.
It's funny, isn't it? Because the five, like, exactly, it's what they're worth. So probably property and stuff as well or whatever. Mm. I don't know. So Florence Pugh, 5.9. Let's look at someone real relevant at the moment. Does Maya Jama have more or less money than Florence Pugh?
Maya Jama, I would imagine, has less money than Florence Pugh.
You're terrible at this game.
What?
Maya Jama has 8.1 million in the bank.
Seriously, Florence Pugh needs to get new management because that's ridiculous. She's in movies.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh. She was about Harry Styles in that weird movie.
The entire time I talked to a Florence Pugh there, I was thinking, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Florence Walsh. Yep, that's shame on me. We move on. Okay, Maya Jama.
And you definitely have the right amount of money that they have.
I do, Dave. Double check my sources. I just got to mix up a Florence Pugh. Maya Jama has 8.1 million, but Molly May is also on the list. You can't put them somewhere together. Do you reckon Molly May has more or less cash than Maya Jama?
At this point, I don't know, but I'm going to say Molly May has more money.
Correct.
Thank God. It just makes sense, but also this game doesn't make any sense.
Maya Jama obviously doing really well in the world of hosting and the Love Island gig, I imagine, is doing huge things for her. But Molly May has her own business and everything as well. So she's
called
got nine
Maybe
point,
or something,
yes.
It?
She's got 9.7 million. Great Molly May be dupes and duns at the moment, FYI.
Oh, very nice.
So Molly May, 9.7 mil. What about Ray then? Ray!
I would say she has less money than Molly May.
Beyonce endorses Ray.
Yeah.
More or less money than Molly May, the influencer.
Ray has, I'd say about 400,000.
That's so rude. But you're right, she does have less. Ray has 5.2 million.
Okay.
Let's look again then, sticking with music for a sec. AJ Tracy, the rapper, do you reckon he's more or less in the can than Ray?
AJ Tracy, live and direct, has more money.
He has less.
Damn it.
Incorrect. And finally, his kind of colleague in the world of UK rap, H.
H.
Is he better off than AJ Tracy?
No. He has H has less money than AJ Tracy.
Well, AJ Tracy is bringing in about 4 mil.
Yeah.
H is bringing in 10 mil.
Oh, crap.
So again, you're wrong.
I know nothing about
it. And just to annoy you further, they've included Saoirse Ronan and Paul Mescal in their list of Brits under 30 that are doing well.
Great.
Yeah.
They're at it again
They're at it again from week
Call
to
up
week.
Your people, Callum.
From day to day, Callum, sort it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
and welcome
Halloween.
To Halloween. The 31st of October. Something that's not that spooky is producer Callum's laugh, because you can just see what I mean. You can just hear it in the background every now and again, and he's just laughing away to himself. He's been laughing away to himself since yesterday morning because he has come up with some spooky scare AI stories. So it's not scary, scare AI.
He got this little brainwave, it looked like, yesterday morning in the studio. He said, I can't do his accent. I've got something really fun for tomorrow. I'm going to write scary stories featuring you.
As in Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Via AI.
Now, the only thing is that Aisling obviously isn't here. She's in Mexico. But apparently, he has his ways and he's managed to get her lines sent over all the way from Mexico.
That's how scared Aisling is of him, because he is truly, he encompasses Halloween because he's a scary man.
So scary.
Mr. Callum. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to narrate the stories.
Yeah.
Dave, Emma and Aisling all have lines. There's some going to be some mystery guests in these stories
exciting.
As well.
We don't know these stories. We just know our lines.
Yes, I've given you the scripts in front of us. So are we all ready? We're going to do one every hour as well. well. I promise you, make sure you're with us at 10 past eight because it got unhinged. I didn't get the only prompt that I said to AI was, write me a spooky story starring characters Emma, Dave and Aisling that runs no longer than 90 seconds.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, wow,
that's
okay.
all that I gave it. Very and good. This is what it's delivered with. So are we ready for story number one?
Let's go.
On a foggy autumn evening, three friends, Emma, Dave and Aisling, decided to explore the abandoned Ravenwood Hospital.
Ooh.
Locals whispered that it was haunted by the spirits of those who had suffered within its walls, but the three were eager for adventure. As they stepped inside, the air grew cold. The floorboards creaked ominously underfoot. Aisling, holding her flashlight, pointed towards a crumbling sign that read, "Do not enter." The three laughed it off, venturing deeper into the dark hallways, their giggles echoing eerily. Suddenly, Dave's flashlight flickered.
"Great timing,"
he muttered, shaking it. Aisling, feeling uneasy, suggested they head back, but Emma was drawn to a door at the end of the hallway, slightly ajar.
"Let's check it out,"
Emma insisted. Inside, the room was filled with old medical equipment, rusting and forgotten. On the walls hung unsettling drawings, sketches of twisted faces and anguished screams. A chill ran down Aisling's spine.
"This place gives me the creeps."
Emma approached a large cracked mirror hanging on the wall.
"What do you think they use this for?"
she wondered aloud as she gazed into it, her reflection twisted, becoming something monstrous.
"Emma?"
Aisling called, but Emma didn't respond. Dave stepped closer and suddenly the mirror glowed with an otherworldly light. Emma's face contorted in fear.
"Get away from it!"
Aisling exclaimed, but it was too late. Emma was yanked into the mirror, her terrified expression disappearing as it got swallowed by darkness. Panic erupted. Dave grabbed Aisling's arm and they ran towards the door, but it slammed shut. The walls seemed to close in, the air thick with despair.
"Emma!"
they shouted, but only a silence answered. Just then, the mirror emitted a chilling laugh, echoing through the room.
"One more for the collection,"
it yelled. In a final desperate act, Aisling hurled a nearby chair at the mirror. The glass shattered, but the laughter grew louder, swirling around them. In a flash, Dave was pulled into the shards. Aisling was left alone and the room was now silent once more. Aisling stumbled back, breathless, and caught a glimpse in the remaining pieces of the mirror. Two faces staring back at her, twisted and trapped, begging for release.
Oh my God!
I feel truly haunted right now.
90 seconds, me arse.
Yeah, that was 2.5 minutes.
Lads, I have to say that was really good by AI.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
That was spookily better.
If you like submitted that for a school test or a school essay, that's bloody brilliant. I feel curiously spooked.
AI is only as good as the person who's commandeering it.
Thank you. We'll be back at 8:10 with another scare AI story, and I tell you, that one is unhinged.
Oh, come on.
Does it get totally loose?
It gets a little bit romantic.
Oh!
God, I also love that our boss Nick is this lad.
One more for the collection.
Here's Switch Disco now at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Spin with Emma, Dave and
Aisling. Meow, 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 meow.
Obviously I've had a bit of a dose all week. And I'm feeling really good today because I think it's easing, and B, because I had the most incredible night's sleep. I've told you before about how much I love coziness, and you know, I make an effort because I live in a rented house and the room is bloody small and cramped, so I kind of do what I can to just make it a nice living space.
Yeah, that's right.
And I told you this before, that I went through a phase of weighted blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you that this before?
You go through different bed phases.
Weighted blankets are great because they are proven to be like good for anxiety. If you have like late night anxiety or you're tossing and turning in bed and you can't
really
settle.
That would give me more anxiety to be not able to move.
We have mentioned this before because I remember you saying that. And actually I was like, no, it's like you're so kind of protected and weighted down that you're like, well, I'm kind of trapped here, so I might as well just sleep.
It's like you're being held.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, kind of a thing. Do you know if you're like, say, your lady, if she was kind of lying on you, you'd be like, oh, this is so relaxing.
No, I'd be like, get off.
Oh. Right, okay. I feel like I'm Callum, do you know what I mean?
So no, I had the same. Guest got into bed last night and she put a cold feet all over me and I just pushed her away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sleep, woman.
Yeah, I'd be the same.
Maybe gals will relate to this, right? More so. Anyway, so I got a weighted blanket, a small little lad, to test the situation out about 4 months ago, and I was loving life. However, I was being a cheeky pup one afternoon and I had a bowl of cereal in bed and spilled the milk all over the weighted blanket.
Oh, you silly thing.
The problem with the weighted blanket is because it's full of, like, I don't know, rice or beans or something kind of weighted, you can't wash them, right? So I had to say goodbye to my weighted blanket. However, yesterday, and you know what? I swear I've been thinking about that weighted blanket like for months, being like, oh, they were pricey enough. Will I go again? And I'm going in. Went in yesterday, got an extra large for 50 quid. I think they're going more mainstream now. So you
what,
can get
tug?
For,
what tug?
It's not. There's no tug here, Dave. These are the most heavy things ever.
Okay.
But I picked it up yesterday in Stephen's Green. And I had to do some other bits and I went to pick it up off the counter and I was like, ah, oh, Jesus, no. I was like, can I leave this here and pick it up like in an hour because I can't carry this thing around with
me. Are you serious?
Oh, it's really heavy.
So heavy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I went for the big one, which wasn't as pricey as I anticipated it being. I think, as I said, they're being more like widespread now. They're not as like new on the scene. People are getting more and more into them.
50 quid, name the place.
I won't. But like,
God's sake.
Very, an Irish company.
Right.
And it begins with D.
Cool. Has an S at the other word.
It does, yeah. That's it.
Sweet.
And basically, so I got into bed last night. And do you know the way normally you'd like shake your duvet up? I couldn't. I had to like pull it up to the top and then up to the other side. It was
nice.
Heavy. And I crawled in under it. And I'd say I was in that bed 4.5 minutes and I slept until this morning. It was unbelievable. You need one.
Yeah, that
and
sounds
you
great.
Need one.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah, it's great.
10 out of 10? Would you recommend?
100%.
How long have you kept this to yourself?
Well, I don't use it often, but it's nice.
Okay, right. I didn't know. I thought that this is something that we would have discussed before. Dave, you need to get on it. It will change your life, honestly.
I'm and happy with my little bed sheet, and that be it.
The towel.
Yeah, it's like a towel. Yeah.
Sheet of newspaper. You're on Spin. Our love is alive.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
That wasn't me, I was not.
That was Callum, I think.
Yeah, that was Callum.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Who is on to play this greatest radio game of all time?
That is Gav. How are you?
Oh, good, how are you?
Grand. What are you at this morning?
Just driving to work.
What do you do for work, Gavin?
Electric
as in electric?
Sorry. Electrician, yeah. It's gone a bit wonky there.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You're back now. Hopefully all will be good. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, Gavin. Have you heard this game before?
I haven't
did. Deadly. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing good day, sir. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an INC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. I'm going to ask you the question. You're going to hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. Are you ready to go, Gavin?
Yeah, good to go.
Let's
Gav, are you confident in the sense that you think you know Dave's brain well enough to know how to kind of mess with him here?
I listen to you every morning, so hopefully.
Go on.
Well, thank you, Gavin.
Rooting for you, Gavin.
We are. Here we go. For 1 IMC Cinema Pass. Gav, name any TV channel.
RTE1.
And I have written down RTE1. I swear on my life, look at my sheet. I have written down...
Yeah, it was too basic, wasn't it?
RTE1.
Ah, lads. I was only getting
I swear to God.
I hadn't even settled in.
Gav, I'm so sorry.
Is that it?
Hi, Brad.
Anti-climax. I'm so raging. We only have to play this game once a week and that's it. It's over.
That's it. It's finished. Yeah,
are you
just like that.
Joking me?
What can you do?
Well, Gav, do you want to see how far you would have gotten?
Yeah, go on.
Go on, let's try it out.
For my entertainment alone, please, for God's sake.
Name any English-speaking country.
America.
And I wrote down America.
How many is that? It's not that many English-speaking countries, is that?
Well, I thought like Ireland, England, America. You also have Australia. There's loads of them.
Go on.
Name a part of a horse.
Nostrils.
And I wrote down the hoof, so we're all right. You would have been good for that
one. Only got one.
A character in SpongeBob.
Mr. Krabs.
Very good. I wrote down Patrick. And for 5 IMC Cinema Passes, your question would have been, name a winter month.
January.
And I wrote down December. So you would have been fine for three out of the five.
And I swear to God, like, no offence, but RTE won.
It's that basic that you wouldn't have read that bill.
No much of it anymore.
Okay, go on, Callum.
Gav, we normally say you lose, you get nothing, good day, so, but I'm going to send you out a spin water bottle just for being
very
sport
nice,
this
Gavin.
Morning.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Thanks very much.
Gav, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
See you, Gav.
Cheers, you too.
Bye.
Oh, I feel bad.
I love how honest the game is, though. It is what it is.
It's true.
What can you do?
Yeah.
We wait until next
week, and hopefully we play a longer game.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Hosier and Too Sweet on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I saw on Twitter yesterday, there was a girl who took a photo of like this dog who was just out of the groomers next to her in the car. And the dog had like really long hair, just looked really elegant and fabulous and cool and hipster. And she was like, why
does... The dog looked hipster.
Yeah, honestly, the dog looked hipster. And the girl was like, why does my dog come out of the groomers looking like an annoyed 14-year-old girl?
Yeah.
And someone quote tweeted being like, what are you talking about? That's Hosier.
It really looks to look fabulous.
And then when you did look at the dog again, you were like, that actually looks like an album cover for Hosier.
Ready to go.
It's showtime.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Three.
Go.
Two.
Go.
One.
Woo.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning and happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. Actually, speaking of which, what's the deal with Halloween decorations? Have they always been a thing?
They've always been a thing, I think.
I feel like this year they were up for like 3 weeks before Halloween. I was like, it's not Christmas, let's everyone relax.
I feel like they're predominantly in... No, actually, that's not true. But I do see them a lot in, like, you know, the fancy houses roads. It's almost like they're trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you've a skeleton. I better get 17 pumpkins on my fancy stairs that lead up to my house that costs probably $3.5 million.
Yeah, if you've got stairs to your gaff, just stop.
Yeah.
But there are some... Like, look, it's fine. I don't really like Halloween, but I understand people love it, and it's for the kids and all the things like that, so that's fine. But... some of the Halloween decorations are starting to look a little bit like Christmas decorations. So, like, there's a house in my estate that has, like, it's like lights. Do you know what I mean? And it's like purple lights.
No way.
And I'm like, and then I went around the corner, there was another house with lights, and it was like orange lights.
I don't get why kids like it. It's scary. I actually don't understand.
And it's not that scary. Like, you have the odd, like, spider or whatever, that's scary. But, like, it's like pumpkins and whatever. Do you know what I mean? But it's weird that there's lights now.
Do you know what I really don't get?
Go on.
People going to pumpkin patches to pick a pumpkin.
But sorry, they're not pumpkin patches. The person has went and bought
and
like 100 pumpkens
and strewn them across
the field. Like, that's not a pumpkin
patch.
Honestly,
I have a friend, I won't name him, but he's a school friend of mine, and he had a baby with his girlfriend last year. And I swear, when I saw on Instagram last weekend that him and the one-year-old, who won't remember the fact that you went to a field to pick up a pumpkin that your man bought in Aldi.
That's for the missus.
I just went, you're after losing it.
Yeah.
Who are you anymore?
See, you're just not normal, like normal girls, Emma, but girls love a pumpkin patch.
I really don't understand why. And then what, you go home and you get destroyed and you stink like a pumpkin and...
I don't understand it.
Cut it out.
I really don't understand. Like, there is no such thing as a pumpkin patch in Ireland, I'm pretty sure. I don't think they grow here.
No, I understand going to get your Christmas tree up the mountain. That's kind of fun.
That's fine. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, with all the lights now, like, you know the way you go into a shop nowadays and you have Christmas lights for days? Mm. We're going to have to start doing Halloween lights and Halloween decorations.
I do none of it anyway. Do you have a few goodies in the house for later?
No, but like a few biscuits there, I'll give them that.
Spins fully charged with now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning. It seems like there can't be a day of celebration without us doing some sort of a play. Because at Christmas we do the one take panto, and now at Halloween we're doing your scary AI stories. Mm. Scary and AI. Producer Callum has put in to AI that he wants three spooky Halloween stories. We're going to do them every single hour on the show, once an hour. And the only thing is that they must be less than 90 seconds, which they aren't, by the way, because AI cannot count. And they must include the characters Emma, Dave and Aisling. So, we already went through one. It was earlier on at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
It is time to go through story number two.
Yeah, and don't forget, like what Dave said, all I put into the AI was write me a Halloween story no longer than 90 seconds starring the characters Emma, Dave and Aisling. Aisling isn't here, but she sent her lines.
Very good.
And also anyone evil in our stories is Boss Nick.
Okay, very good.
Okay, are we ready for story number two?
Yes, again, we haven't heard this. We know nothing. We're just following along
with
the script.
Which does go a little bit weird. AI started to go romantic in this as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Very strange.
I'm excited. excited.
Yeah. Here we go. Story number two. On a crisp autumn evening, Emma, Dave and Aisling ventured into the woods for a night of camping. They found a secluded clearing with a fire pit and decided to set up their tents. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the woods transformed into a labyrinth of shadows. Ooh. Gathering around the crackling fire, Emma told ghost stories while Dave and Aisling exchanged sly glances, their chemistry palpable. As Emma spoke of a cursed tree that granted dark wishes, Aisling leaned closer to Dave, heart racing.
Do you believe in curses?
She whispered, their faces inches apart. In a moment of spontaneity, Dave leaned in and kissed her, igniting a spark that made Emma shift uncomfortably. Suddenly, the fire flickered violently. An eerie wind swept through the clearing, rustling the leaves.
Did you feel that?
Emma asked, trying to shake off her unease. Dave pulled away and Aisling smiled, but a shadow moved at the edge of the woods.
Let's check it out.
Dave suggested, adrenaline coursing through him. Aisling, emboldened by their kiss, nodded eagerly. Emma hesitated, but the thrill of adventure pushed her forward. They approached an ancient, gnarled tree, its bark twisted and dark. A sudden chill wrapped around them.
This must be the cursed tree,
Aisling said, her voice barely above a whisper. She reached out to touch it. The air crackled, and in an instant, the tree groaned. Its branches reaching towards them like skeletal hands.
What did you wish for?
The voice hissed, echoing through the night. Dave and Aisling froze, fear washing across their faces. Emma stepped back, her heart pounding.
We didn't wish for anything!
But it was too late. The tree shadows twisted and enveloped Aisling. Aisling screamed, reaching for Dave. He lunged forward, but the shadows pulled her closer. In a moment of bravery, Dave grabbed Aisling's hand, pulling with all his strength.
Hold on!
But the tree's grip was relentless. Aisling's eyes widened with terror as the shadows wrapped tighter around her.
Make a wish! It's the only way!
Wish for us!
Dave yelled, but Emma hesitated, torn between saving her friend and the dark unknown.
I wish for Aisling to be free!
Emma finally cried, heart racing, and with a thunderous crack, the tree recoiled, releasing Aisling, who collapsed to the ground, gasping for air. But as they turned to leave, the tree shuddered and whispered,
one must stay.
The shadow swirled and Emma felt a cold grip around her ankle. She looked back, eyes wide with fear.
Run!
Dave shouted, pulling Aisling away. They sprinted into the night, but the echoes of the tree's laughter followed them. A haunting reminder that their night of adventure had awakened something dark and hungry. They reached the safety of their tents. Aisling clung to Dave, but Emma was nowhere to be found. The two knew that they had only escaped for now. The woods were watching, waiting for the next moment of vulnerability.
Wow.
So Dave's going to get with Aisling.
Yeah. I mean, about time. I've only been telling her to break up with Alex for months. And that was unreal.
Emma, how does it feel that you were the one left alone? You were the third wheel.
After you saved us.
Classic, yeah. I'm well used to it, lad.
Hey, scary AI is not so bad, is it?
Yeah, that was all right. After nine.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Tomorrow is the start of November, which means it's the start of Movember. And we're getting involved to celebrate 21 years of funding life-saving projects, right? Even crap mustaches save lives, which is really good news for me. But there's four ways to get involved, including three where you don't have to grow a tash. You can find out all the information you need at Movember.com. It's the last day of October, which means it's Shave Down Day. And I got my Shave Down Day done yesterday.
Okay, fair play.
So I went to Sam's Barbers and just there on like Dame Lane. Mm. Me and Jamie from Jamie and Shireen. And Jamie has a lovely beard. Not anymore, I'll tell you that one. But he had a lovely beard.
It's always very well shaped.
It's very well shaped. He always looks brilliant.
It's very distinguishable on Jamie, isn't it?
It is, to be fair. He always looks great. But the two of us decided we're going to do Movember this year. And we went down and it was like a proper like shave. Like it was like, it wasn't just like, you know, like we'd normally just shave our faces or whatever with like a razor, like an electric razor or whatever. Maybe do a one or a two or whatever it is. But this was a full blown cutthroat
Like a knife?
Yeah, yeah.
A
knife.
Blade.
Yeah,
a blade.
Blade, yeah. Cup blade, no, or whatever, whatever you call
it. I don't know, it's so scary. I don't like looking at you lads shaving, especially at your Adam's apple. It's so large.
Oh, well, you see, this is like an experience. And what the lads in Sam's Barbers kept saying was like, this: it's all about the experience or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So literally they sit you in the chair, they put like loads of hot towels around your face and then cold towels, and then they put shaving cream on you.
Open up the pores.
Yeah, right? Open up the pores and things like that, and then they start shaving. And it, like, they sit you back in these chairs. Do you know what I mean? Like, you go back. I felt like while getting the experience done, I was like, this is the most poshest thing I've ever done. Just getting a shave.
A king.
I felt like I worked in finance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was, as if this was just like, oh, I gotta get the shave on lunch. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was so insane. It was an experience like I've never ever seen before. It was so, it was like something in the movies.
Your head?
They weren't massaging my head, no, but they were putting like towels over the face, right? So you couldn't see anything. Mm. And then they'd get another towel and they'd like kind of pull it together, so your face would literally be underneath the towel, squished, like, oh, do you know what I mean, in the towel, and you were opening up pores, as you said, and things like that. Anyway, he shaved up and all around Adam's apple. So, on it was like
if barbers ever genuinely terrified they're going to badly hurt someone.
Nah, it was like butter, and it was like knife in a butter.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It was just like straight down. He got it so well, and I looked at myself after. I look about 14 years old. Like, it looks absolutely prepubescent. It's insane. But that is the point
can
of Movember.
I see there over your mouth. Come closer to me. You can still see your stubble.
But like, that's because it was done 24 hours ago. Do you know what I mean? So there's still a little bit more. There's going to be more grown now. Do you know what I mean? So this is the start of my Movember journey.
Does your moustache grow that quick that you got it shaved yesterday and you'd have stubble?
That's a 5 o'clock shadow.
That's like my underarms.
Yeah, exactly.
You got one day out of them.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's happening right now. Now, at the moment, it's quite like itchy because there's obviously new hairs coming through or whatever. Mm. It's starting to grow or whatever.
I'd say for lads though who always wear a beard, it must be a nice feeling to be like, oh my, or maybe cold. I imagine cold.
Very cold.
Yes.
Like, I wasn't expecting it to be as cold. And I don't have like a big beard or anything. Like, you'll see for the video later on today, it's nothing big at all. It's you can see my skin through my beard. Do you know what I mean? But Jamie has a real like, you know,
even down his neck
beard.
Jamie does, doesn't
yeah, he?
You
does.
Imagine now when he turns the corner and that wind hits him.
Yeah. So it was gas seeing Jamie like that. I've known Jamie for like 3 or 4 years. I've never seen him without a beard.
I
like,
did
it
see
was
the photo of him yesterday. I was like, who's that?
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? So yeah, that experience was absolutely incredible. If you ever get a chance to get a shave, I would recommend. It was incredibly relaxing, and like, just even though they're slapping you with a towel sometimes. I don't know. I don't. Maybe
if I rocked in, being like, "Will you just? I just want to experience."
It'd be very Halloween-y.
Little hairs on my face.
A bearded woman.
Yeah.
But
it gives
yeah.
me the same energy as you see them in airports. But back in the day, it was a very glam thing to do. Men sitting up in a real high chair, getting their shoes polished.
Yeah,
it does. It gives me that same energy.
It's that, like, kind of
totally.
Vibe. Yeah. So yeah, keep an eye on our socials later on today. Check out our final shaves at Sam's Barbers.
And at the end of November, he looked the exact same as he does now.
Movember.com as well.
It's a girly quiz.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. For such a happy kind of music intro, it's absolutely horrible.
Once a week, myself, Aisling, the women of Dublin and beyond, we put our Dave through his paces on the girly quiz. We're 2 years in, and he knows a little bit more than he did initially about women, but still not a whole lot. I feel like a lot of men across Dublin are picking up a thing or two on this every week.
All thanks to you and Ash.
Oh, listen, what can we say? What can we say? Dave doesn't have to get through all of this alone. He has two lifelines to help him out for his chance to win it. One is a Simplify option and one is his phone, a female. Hannah's standing by this morning. Hello, Hannah.
Nice one, Hannah. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi, love. We'll be with you, I'm sure, very, very soon. So hang on. Just to say as well, the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. They've launched Lash Lift, their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes, available at their Grafton Street store. Just for coming on this morning, whether she knows the correct answer or not, Hannah has won herself a Sculpted by Amy prize pack. Nice one. Also to note, if there's kids in the car, the girly quiz has the potential to go anywhere. We talk about women inside, outside, up, down, left, right, if you know what I mean. So hand on the doll just in case there's something that comes up that you're like, I don't want my 7-year-old to ask me about
it. Yeah, and you can't give out to us. We've given you a warning.
We have.
So don't be going complaining.
Yeah.
Then we get in trouble and you don't want it.
No.
God.
This one is fine though. Don't be worrying about it. Question number one in the girly quiz this week, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
What is the main difference between a French plait and a normal plait?
I hate the difference questions.
Why?
They're just, I don't know, like, there's just so many answers that there could potentially be. One's more travelled than the other. I'd imagine it's something to do with the amount of strands of hair. Or not strands, but like groups of hair. So I know a plait is three. So you have to get a middle, a left and a right. And then you put, I don't know how the hell you do it, but you put the right over the middle and the left and things like that, and you pull it. I don't know, something like that. A French plait, I have a feeling that it's probably, it's either more or less than three.
You think this is all about the strands of hair?
Yeah, as in like the groups of hair you pull together.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Nothing else. Can you see a French plait in your head?
No.
All right, okay, well, that's not helpful.
I don't know the answer to this question, man.
You have two lifelines?
French plait. I also have a feeling that they're like, there's like two of them. Like there's two, it's like two plaits or something. Oh, is it? Is it like three normal plaits and then they're plaited together for a French plait? I don't know. I'm gonna call in Hannah for this one.
Really? Yeah. Okay, Hannah, you're already being called on. How are you?
Hannah, I just know you're trying to get to work, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to call you in early. Hannah, I got 30 seconds on the clock. What's the difference between a normal plait, what is it, plait? And a French plait?
I've never really been good at plaits, but I think the difference is that one of them is basically inside out of the other. So like it's like the like inside out. Does that make sense?
Nope.
So like basically like a not like like a you plait your hair like normal and then one of them like basically you do it like the opposite way around.
Okay.
So like overlap them.
Right.
So like a normal plait your three braids of hair and then the normal one,
I think,
and then
okay.
The opposite one, you plait them over the middle piece.
Right. Okay. That's my
answer. You're saying what Hannah said is your answer? Final answer?
It's that. Whatever she said. Oh crap, Hannah!
I'm afraid you're wrong, guys. No, a French plait isn't back to front necessarily. What a French plait is it starts from the crown of the head.
Oh yeah.
And you bring in the three strands all the way through to the bottom.
Right.
Versus a normal plait, which will start at the nape of the neck.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what you're doing with a French plait. It's a lot more complicated than a normal plait.
Hannah.
I'm a curly haired girl, so I can never plait my hair.
You've won that prize back with Sculpted by Amy.
You deserve it, Hannah.
You're grand.
You deserve nothing.
No, I really don't. Take back, Dave. You can have it.
Thanks.
Listen, have a great day, Hannah. Thanks, Beth.
Good luck, Hannah.
Thanks, ma'am.
All right, we crack on. Question number two, Dave.
Off to a fantastic start. I think there should be a way you should be able to redeem yourself from the girly quiz if you get one answer the question first question wrong. Can't speak.
Question number two. Banana, alligator, and butterfly are all types of what?
Pet names. Banana.
Good morning, Banana. How are you, pet?
Banana, butterfly, and what?
Banana, alligator, and butterfly.
Oh, I know. I actually know the answer.
Go on.
Oh, my God. I just thought about it. They're clips, I think. I think they're like claws for your hair. Like, so if you want to like put your hair up in like a bun or something, you might use it's like a clamp.
Okay, cool. What makes you think that? What was it about that made you think it's
butterfly? It was alligator because teeth. Do you know? Yeah, look at that.
Nice one. Easy. Lemon squeeze.
I didn't know at the get go. I was like, what in God's name is this going to be?
Yeah, no.
Happy
out. Like Pip, it's pretty well known. Very good. Okay, Dave, question three. We've talked about these lads before, but never in this way.
Crap.
What job do fallopian tubes do?
No. Fallopian tubes.
What's their job? What do they do? What's their purpose?
I want to say they feed the baby.
Right.
But I don't think you cut off the fallopian tube. I hate when they laugh. I hate when Gallum just goes into one.
You don't think the mother munches on her fallopian tubes after giving birth?
No.
No. It doesn't sound familiar.
Fallopian tube, I'd say it's probably... No, because that's something else, isn't it? So that's the thing that comes out. I don't think the fallopian tubes come out.
How many fallopian tubes are there?
I'd say there's probably two, is there?
That was a question before. Well done, you're listening.
Yeah.
What do they do? What's their job?
Their job, it's something to do with the fallopian tubes. They're just like, I think they bring the eggs down to the womb.
or something like that? Like, is it like a little slide for the eggs?
Repeat what you said there.
It's like a slide for the eggs.
They bring the
eggs
from the
womb. No, to the womb. From the womb.
Beautiful.
Yay!
What they do is they pass eggs from the ovaries, then they go through the fallopian tube.
Ah, yes, so ovary and under.
Ovary and under to the uterus. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and hair.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quiz.
Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween. I want to bring you back to a couple of years ago when a certain video went viral. It's a video of a car and it's kind of going through the countryside and it's nice kind of like greenery around. There's a nice kind of relaxing kind of theme music underneath it. And anyway, the car goes around the tree and the whole caption is, watch what happens to the car. And as the car goes around the tree, you kind of go, oh, where's the car gone? And then just as you're like, where's the car gone? A scream comes up on the screen and screams. It goes, ah!
A terrifying face.
It's absolutely terrifying.
It was more than a couple of years ago now, I think. This reminds me of being a teenager.
I just went onto YouTube there. I want to say that this was one of the very first viral videos. It's 18 years old.
Wow. Yeah, that's insane.
A long time ago. So anyway, I was very young.
Yeah, so was
that.
I remember that the first time I saw it. It was terrifying. Mm. But basically, the reason we're talking about that video is we've done our own version.
We have. So what we did was a couple of weeks ago, we sat in the studio and Dave, who, you know, would be the perfect person to put you to sleep and give some meditations.
Because I'm so boring.
Off the top of his head, came up with this kind of guided meditation, right? Right, so we started off like this.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take two deep breaths in at the same time. So you're going to go just like that and you're going to hold it for 5 seconds.
As you can hear, the isn't quite what you'd be encouraged to do if you
were. That's a good way of getting to relax. Everyone keeps telling me this. Everyone keeps coming up to me and going, David, what's with the two breaths? That's a thing. Like, if you listen to anyone who does, like, breathing exercises or meditation, two deep breaths in, like, two, like, one, like, kind of, like,
sounds like
in.
Clearing your nose.
Yeah, one. It's kind of like that. It's like two, one after the other straight away. Okay. And it's supposed to just kind of relax you.
I suppose the more common would be in through the nose and out through the mouth.
We filmed that after the show a couple of weeks back and I basically said to Emma, Dave and Aisling, let's do something like what we would do on the show, but it's complete baloney. It's all made up. It's completely fake.
So, similar to that video Dave mentioned from 18 years ago, in the middle of this lovely meditation Dave was bringing us, you got yourself, and we're going to play a scream sound effect here. Don't get a fright if you're driving. Okay.
Yeah.
That video is now on our Instagram if you want to have a look at it. But what we did then was we duped some of our fellow presenters here at Spin to give this video a watch, and here's their reactions. So we have Michaela, we have Jamie, and we have Steve. Have a listen.
I hate Fully Charged.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
So, Steve got really upset. Poor Steve.
I
was very nervous.
I know. What we'd like you to do, if you would like to send this video to your friends this morning, as it is Halloween, is just send us a spooky emoji and we'll send it to you so you can send it on WhatsApp or whatever.
Yeah, because you can't do the whole car behind the tree anymore because everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we wanted to do our own one and it's a new one. So yeah, check it out.
The video is only like 40 seconds. So if you send us a spooky emoji, I'll go through all the emojis and I'll send you the video and then you forward it to your friends being like, oh my god, this is so relaxing, this is going to really help you sleep.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, like I think the videos are like 35 seconds out of nowhere, that scream comes through.
Yeah.
So look, send us a spooky emoji, 087 711 103. We'll get that sent back to you, and if you want to have a look at yourself, it's on our Instagram at officialspin1038.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. What's the crack? Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Thursday. Halloween will be over tomorrow and everything will be back tomorrow, thank God.
I was voice noting my sister last night, but really voice noting my little niece Florence via her.
Oh yeah.
And she's obviously up to high dough. She's 5, so she's the costume ready and she's heading out tonight, and they live in a rural area. So it just brought me back to my own trick-or-treating experience when I left Dublin and used to go around the estates and moved to the country. We used to have to get lifts and drive around the back roads to visit different
wondered.
houses for trick-or-treating.
I remember when we used to like drive down the country for like a holiday or something or to visit friends, I'd always be like, but ma'am, where did they go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
I was always, my first question when I went down the country, it was always like, but where did they go trick-or-treating?
I don't understand.
Where is like, the houses like?
You would literally, in my day, team up with a pal or whatever, say two or three, yeah, and one of the mams or the dads would do the driving. And like, you'd stop. You could be in the car for an hour and a half.
That's so funny.
And at our house in the country where we lived, we obviously, my mum used to, I'm dad, used to always do up the kitchen to make it cool. But you know, trick or treaters were coming for ages because you see the headlights. You'd see the headlights coming up the driveway.
Stop.
And you'd know by the car or the dog would start barking. You're like, oh, there's someone coming up the driveway.
Oh my God.
Get ready. It's just so different, isn't it, compared to here?
That's gas. But yeah, no, it's bizarre kind of thing. But like, I remember talking to my housemate about this and I was just like, you know, down the country, where did you go trick or treating? He's like, we didn't do trick or treating.
No,
I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, yeah, we just didn't do it. We just bought sweets or whatever. I was like, that's so depressing. We used to go around, like, we used to know where the rich areas were and go and get the big chocolate bars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was class.
Yeah, even today now, Florence is going with her friend and then their two dads are driving them around for the afternoon.
That's adorable.
That's grand, isn't it? Munching away in the back of the car. Yeah. Happy days. Producer Callum was having a lot of fun yesterday with AI and he decided, you know what we're going to do, guys? Tomorrow on the show, we're going to do some scare AI stories. So what he did was, you know, we've talked a lot about AI on the show and how sometimes it's not very intelligent.
It's not great some of the time.
You give it some prompts and it comes up with all sorts of rubbish. But he basically typed in, look, write me a spooky story featuring three characters, Emma, Dave and Aisling. Make them about 90 seconds in length. And it came up with some goals.
Yes, at 7 o'clock we had the one where you were in a creepy hospital.
Yeah.
And two of you got trapped inside a mirror.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock it went down a romantic love interest where Dave kissed Aisling and Emma got taken by a tree.
Yeah.
In the forest.
I was the third wheel, so the tree was like, leave them to us.
I'm happy to tell you that there is nothing, no romance in today's, in the 9 o'clock, in the 9 o'clock story. Obviously, Emma, Dave and Aisling, they're going to do their lines. I'm going to be the narrator. Aisling isn't here, so she sent her lines from Mexico.
Dedication to this showman.
And anyone evil in the story is our boss, Nick.
Lovely.
So are we ready for our final scare AI story of the morning?
Let's go.
Okay. Here we go. On a dark and stormy night, Emma, Dave and Aisling huddled in an old cabin deep in the woods. They'd come for a weekend getaway, but a local legend about the cabin's haunted history sent shivers down their spine.
Ooh.
As the lightning flashed, Emma suggested they tell ghost stories. Aisling, trying to lighten the mood, recounted the tale of a woman who had gone missing in the woods. Yeah, that's really light, isn't it? Said to roam the forest searching for her lost love.
They say she takes anyone who dares to stay too long.
She warned. Suddenly, a loud bang echoed from outside. They exchanged nervous glances before falling to silence. Dave, trying to be brave, grabbed a flashlight and stepped outside.
I'll check it out,
he said, disappearing into the shadows. Moments passed and unease settled over Emma and Aisling.
Where is he?
Aisling whispered, her heart racing. Maybe she is still in love with him.
Huh.
Just then, the flashlight beep cut out through the darkness, revealing Dave standing, motionless, staring into the trees.
Aisling! Emma!
He shouted, his voice trembling.
Get out of here!
They rushed outside, finding him pale and wide-eyed.
I saw her,
he stammered.
The woman from the story. She's real.
Aisling's breath caught in her throat.
What does she look like?
Dave pointed out into the woods, his hand shaking.
She was right there, and she called my name.
Just then, a soft voice drifted through the trees, eerily echoing Dave's name.
Dave!
Run!
Emma screams, grabbing Aisling's hands. They sprinted towards the cabin, but as they reached the door, it slammed shut on its own. Panic surged as they pulled at the doorknob, but it wouldn't budge.
Help!
Aisling cried, turning back to Dave, but he stood frozen, entranced by the darkness. The voice grew louder, seductive and chilling.
Stay.
Emma grabbed Aisling and with one last desperate shove, they broke through the door, tumbling into the night. As they looked back, they saw the figure standing in the doorway. In that moment, they knew that they had lost him to the woods, forever entwined with the woman who wandered the night, waiting for her next victim. The cabin stood silent once more, its hunger for souls insatiable.
Wow. It sounds
to me like in story number two, Dave and Aisling shifted. And story number three, he fell in love with a woman in the woods and wants to just hang out with her.
Yeah, Dave's a dirty dog.
I think Dave's a dirty dog in this whole thing.
I thoroughly enjoy that he gave Emma one line.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, run! That was brilliant, Emma.
In the last story, it shoved me out when Aisling and Dave were shifting. In this story, I'm just being cast out, lads.
What was our favourite story of the morning?
Oh, I'm going to say the second one because me and Aisling got to kiss.
I liked that one too. Yeah, that was fun.
I think the 8 o'clock romantic one was the best. If this you missed that one, you can catch it on the Fully Charged Recharged podcast.
Yes, I think AI, as much as I've always given out about it, I enjoyed it this morning.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Very good.
Good morning. I have a bit of a history lesson for us all. It's about our beloved country of Ireland. So everyone, cueness please. Fingers on lips. Welcome to the weird laws of Ireland. I found these online today and I genuinely can't believe some of them. They're amazing. Emma, I think you're going to love the last one.
Oh yeah, okay.
Number one.
Lovey and misogynistic, just what I love, I presume.
Okay, what a weird thing to say, because wait till you hear what the law is.
Old Ireland laws?
No, okay. I was saying you're going to love the last one.
Okay,
there it was a weird law. So the first weird law I found is government officials can stop your car to inspect it for eggs. It's only 5 eggs per bloke per day. According to the Marketing of Eggs Act in 1957, an officer of the ministry has the authority to enter any pier, quay, wharf, jetty, ship, boat, aircraft, railway wagon, motor lorry, cart, or other vessel or vehicle for the purpose of examining eggs on board.
Were they just such a precious item that you couldn't have more than however many?
Presume so.
Maybe.
Imagine that. Sorry, sir. Egg check. Oh, God. I just got one up there. The other one, I remember this from since I was a kid. Like, we were always told this as kids. You can't walk your cow down Grafton Street. If you have a cow, you can't walk it down Grafton Street, right? So in order to maintain public safety and avoid obstructions in heavily trafficked areas, the law prohibits the driving, herding or walking of animals, whether livestock or otherwise, on specific high-density streets, including Grafton Street. Dates back to 1847.
Isn't it mad to think that back then, like, you'd have Grafton Street and then probably a field next door?
Mm.
So you'd be like, oh, I have to go around with my herd to get to the other side of Grafton Street because I can't go up there. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Annoying. Other weird laws that I found, leprechauns are a protected species. These are all real, by the way. I'm not trying to prank anyone. These are all real laws. Under European Union Habitats Directive, Slieve Foy, which is a mountain in County Louth, has been designated as a protective area for flora, fauna, and even little people. So I presume leprechauns, right? So the area gained notoriety in the 1980s when a leprechaun suit, bones and gold coins were discovered, sparking the creation of the Carlingford National Leprechaun Hunt. So
no,
this is a thing.
Way.
Leprechauns are apparently a protected species. Don't know why, because they don't exist.
Real. Yeah, okay.
But I don't even know if we're allowed to say that.
Sorry.
Because they're a protected species. The Freedom of Dublin. If you get the free to do good things, you get the Freedom of Dublin. It allows you to graze sheep in the city. Apparently.
Is that all I get to? Is there any other benefit to being get the Freedom of Dublin?
So those who hold the Freedom of the City are allowed to graze sheep in town. This privilege was famously exercised by Bono in the year 2000 and he brought lambs to St. Stephen's Green. Others who also have Freedom of the City include Bob Geldof, John F. Kennedy and Nelson Mandela. However, he didn't collect it yet.
Okay.
And the last one, Emma, which I think you're going to love. A bap, as in like a roll bap. Mm. Can only be called a blah if it's baked in Waterford.
Ah, no way.
So by law, if it's baked in Waterford, it's a blah. If it's baked anywhere else, it's a bap.
I don't understand. I still don't even get the blah
thing. I used to live in Waterford for a couple of years. When I first moved there, they were always like, oh, the blah, the blah, the blah. And I was like,
it's just a bap.
It's a flowery bap.
That's it.
It was awful. I didn't like it. And I know there's a lot of Daisha people probably listening hating us
but
for saying that.
But the thing about it is that it's just so dry because you have the flour on top as well.
Used to hit it with a knife into the bin and all the flour would fall
off. Saying, get out of Waterford.
But yeah, those baked in Waterford can only be called a blah thanks to a European Commission decision granting this bread protected designation of origin status.
That is gas.
So there you go. It can only be called a blah if it's baked in Waterford.
And are they still all written into law, yeah?
They're not practiced.
No,
you know what I mean?
I can imagine not.
But like there was others I found that were laws, but they were like kind of discontinued. Like, so they're officially out.
We need a new referendum to write some stuff out of the constitution, it sounds like to me.
Maybe this one a little less complicated than the last one would be nice.
We'd like you to get your skates on. It is that time of year, and we've got tons of family ice skating passes to give away. All with thanks to onice.ie.
Can you ice skate, Emma?
Not at all. No. And I what? No, I'm useless.
Can you rollerblade?
Couldn't rollerblade. I can ride horses. That takes a lot of balance, but it didn't transfer over to my feet.
Didn't ask that one.
Yeah, but that, you know, you'd imagine with the idea of balance that
yeah, fair kind enough. Of move absolutely over, fair
but
enough.
It did not.
We got family passes to give away, so you can go skating at Dundrum or Swords on Ice or visit one of their many ice rinks across the country.
We're going to pick kind of a vibe of the shortest quiz on this because we have so much to give away. So let's start making those calls.
Hello.
Morning, Ben. It's Emma and Dave. How are you?
Morning, Ben.
How's it going? You well?
Want to sort you out with your family pass for onice.ie. You got to answer this very short question for us. Let's go. Christmas date.
25th of December.
Nice one. Just like that, you've won 4 tickets to onice.ie. Well done.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, Ben. Eve. Looking for you, Eve, and your number ends in 95. Hi Eve, it's Emma and Dave and Spin. How are you?
What's up Eve? You ready to win some family passes to onice.ie? You got to answer a very short quiz question. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Here we go. Cold season.
Winter.
Where? There you go. Unreal. You've just got yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Have a great day.
Deadly. Thanks so much for that.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Looking for you, Keith. Your number ends in 35.
Hello.
Hello, Keith. It's Emma and Dave from Spin.
What's
How are
up,
you?
What's up, Keith?
How's things?
How's your morning going, all right?
Yeah, grand. Cool. Not too bad.
Very short question to answer to ask you to win yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Finish the food, Keith. Brussels what?
Sprouts.
There you go. Spot on, Keith. You've just got yourself that family pass to onice.ie.
Do you like Brussels sprouts, Keith?
No.
Who does?
Who honestly does? Yeah. Who's one person you know that does? Probably your granny or something. Mm.
Cheers, Keith. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Thank
Bye.
You.
One more for today.
We know. We can see it on our sheet.
Mary, looking for you. Your number ends in 82. Oh, we've had an Eve and a Mary. Very holy Christmassy names. Well, actually, Eve isn't Christmas, is she?
Christmas Eve.
There it is. Mary, good morning. It's Em and Dave and Spin.
Good morning. How are you guys getting on?
We're are you
good.
Jesus's mother?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. All right, we want to get you to onice.ie. You got to finish this complete this very short question for us. Same as yesterday. Mary, make a turkey noise.
Gobble, gobble.
Do one more for the crack. That's a turkey before Christmas Day.
That's a very Dave. Frightened turkey.
Show us how it's done, Dave.
Yeah, it's just like this, Mary. It's a... Just sounds like that. That's how the spot on. That's how the professionals do it. Congratulations, you've just won that family pass to onice.ie, Mary. Have a great day.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Bye. Talk to you later.
My family would love me if I got them an onice.ie family pass.
Would they?
Just so we could all go. I think that'll be a good crack. It's a good Christmas thing. It's a nice thing to do. Like, it's also good to go with, like, a girlfriend or a boyfriend as well, but, like...
I can't imagine my dad on ice skates. Oh,
would
my
you not?
God, no, that's even making me laugh thinking about it. He would hate that
I actually
so
think
much.
My dad would as well. You never know, though.
I bet your parents can ice skate, though.
I don't
just
know.
Strike me as that kind of family.
I'd say mom could, but I don't think dad could.
Right, okay.
You
They're good
know.
Skiers, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, that's true.
So.
We're going to play again tomorrow at 7:30, so get your family passes to onice.ie of us.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
She performed that at a Kamala Harris rally last night. Gracie Abrams and I Love You, I'm Sorry on Spin.
Not Dave, really going to get one to get the crowd pumped up, is it?
It's the number one song everywhere, though. I suppose, Dave, people there were thrilled. You have officially taken annual leave. I know you've a lot to take for Christmas.
Yeah.
You're trying to get through. But you've taken the day off after the US elections. You can stay up all night.
I've taken the week, yeah. I've taken, so like a Tuesday is like the election day, so I've taken Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So
okay.
I'm very excited to just sit at home.
Will
watch
anyone in your house, are they as into this as you, or will you be up on your own?
No, my housemate Ben is as into this as me, but he has work, so it's gonna
he'll
suck.
Be waking up on the hour running downstairs. What's happening?
Yes,
what's happening?
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember the last time when Trump won, I was staying at my granny's house and I woke up really early in the morning and we were listening and we heard the news and it was just like,
it's crazy. It could happen again this time around.
It's
you
so
know.
Tight. I don't know,
so
lads.
Tight.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I can only imagine you'll be keeping the takeaways busy that night.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Good morning.
Yesterday, the studio was roasting and I enjoyed it. And then Callum and Emma decided it was a little bit too warm, so they'd say something to tech, who've decided to put it on full blast, the AC, and now it was cold this morning. Yous are just never happy. You can't just leave well enough alone and just get on with things.
Texas needs to meet us in the middle on this. We don't want an igloo. We don't need 40 degree Madrid in the summer, you know?
But we don't mind 40 degrees.
Matthew's on the way. We'll catch you in the morning.
Good luck.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.